The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
I just got an email from a guy named Michael. This is awesome, Michael. Thank you. It says, 20-year listener here. Love you guys. Sorry to hear about what you're going through. Hole in my heart is my 130-pound Akita just hit 8 years old. My bestest buddy. What's even more amazing is how much he loves and protects the three-year-old grandson. No idea or understanding at all, but he's just so attuned to this kid. He watches over him all the time. I can't bear to think what I have to deal with in a few years. I hope all goes well for you. This phrase right here. This is amazing. I don't think I've ever heard this before, and it seems like I should have. He signed his email with, "May I become the man my dog thinks I am, Michael."
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. Well, that's true. If they only knew what kind of dicks own them, they wouldn't have that look on their face like, you know, you're their god. Oh, if Dutch only knew the kind of person I actually am. Horrible. She doesn't see it. Anyway, thank you, everybody. You're being very nice to me. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. It is called the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. I won a bet yesterday, by the way. I don't know if you guys
did
pay attention to my... Brett, I'm off the schneid.
Damn it.
You've got the weekend. You might get one, too. But let me tell you this. It feels good. Better than winning the personal bets I've been making on FanDuel, our FanDuel charity challenge. I finally got one. We're 7-8 weeks into this thing, and I finally got one where basically I had Freddie Freeman hitting a home run in last night's game. He hit two the night before. I'm like, this guy's dialed in. Did you watch that last night?
I didn't.
Chris Taylor hit
doing
three.
A bunch of stuff, yeah.
Eaton hit two. I mean, this thing was unreal. The Dodgers blew up. But Freddie Freeman, first inning, sitting there watching the Dodgers and Braves game. Oh, my God. My $10 weekly bet for our charity deal. Freeman goes deep in the first inning. And then I'm in some sort of weird in tune with the ether thing. And a Dodger friend, Tom, texts and he says, well, it doesn't look good now. And I said, don't worry about it. The Dodgers are going to win by at least 8-2. And I'm winning like 11-2. He's like, what are you, a prophet tonight? And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I nailed this one, though. I should have been betting on this game.
No, you didn't.
I stopped at one. I stopped at one. Because that was the side bet.
Get that taste, man. Get that taste.
I know. Once it's in your veins, it feels so good. But I stopped at the bet for the station. My personal FanDuel account did not get touched last night. I'm not going to bet on, you know, Case Keenum Browns and the terrible Teddy Bridgewater Broncos game. I didn't watch.
They rallied up,
and,
man.
Yeah, good. In a game that does not matter. Might as well have watched the girls basketball. It's as impactful to sports as the Browns and Broncos game last night.
You wouldn't see the Browns. There was like 5 minutes left, and the Browns run the clock out.
Yeah, very rare. That Broncos team is not good. Anyway, got a bet, though. I won one, so I'm up.
I'm hoping for Sunday.
It's a $50 pop, too, so I'm running the heels of the leader.
Nice.
If he doesn't win this weekend, we're right there next week.
Toledo's out. He already lost his, so.
He had bets last night.
He had the parlay last night.
Yep, missed it. So I'm now in second, and you're still down on the bottom, kid.
It's all right. I got confidence.
It's time now for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by Hooters and Mick Ultra. Join the Spittin' Chicklets guys from Barstool Sports for a college viewing party at Hooters Mesa at noon.
That's Biz. That's Biz huge. Nasty.
Yeah. Is that him? Yeah, Spittin' Chicklets. Yeah, Biz does that, right? I forgot that's the name of their thing. The Spittin' Chicklets guys are at Barstool Sports noon in Mesa. You can watch the football games. Grab a buddy and watch the games at Hooters this weekend with a pitcher of Mick Ultra and 10 boneless wings on special. And our friend Biz Nasty will be out there doing his thing for Barstool Sports. Spittin' Chicklets live right there at the Mesa Hooters Saturday at noon. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello. We've made it. Happy National Nut Day.
You all right? Also, somebody pointed out it's also Happy National Make a Dog's Day. I'll wait till tomorrow.
You sure?
Got a couple of baseless fun facts.
Bastard. Son of a bitch. You know Toledo can't be in the room when the song's on. Triggers.
Wow.
Triggers. It's triggers.
Kraft macaroni and cheese came out in 1937 during the Great Depression, and it was an instant hit because it could serve a family of four for 19 cents.
Pretty good.
The only English word that ends with the letters MT.
Entertain, no.
NT?
Empt? Kempt? Unkempt?
No.
What?
Dreamt.
Dreamt. Unkempt.
Wow. Kempt.
Huh.
The most common city name in the world is San Jose.
Is that right?
There's 1,716 cities.
What?
Towns and villages, counties,
M-P-T.
And regions named San Jose. What do you think Michael Jordan earns still with his Nike contract, his endorsement?
With his endorsement, well, the Nike thing right now with Jordan is humongous. I would venture to guess he's probably still in the 20 to 35 million range.
I'm going to go 23 million. I'll go with his number.
150 million a year.
Oh, God. Every year? Brady, you taught me something. I've been spelling unkempt wrong the entire time. M-P-T. Unkempt. That's got to be the only word that ends in M-P-T.
Exempt?
Because most people say unkept because they're moron hillbillies.
Yeah, that's how I...
It's, well, I didn't say you were, but you just admitted it. Unkempt.
Learn something new.
There you go. And I learned how to spell it.
In a new poll, they're asking people that, have you ghosted a relationship before? One third of us have ghosted someone before.
Ghost a human being. It's a classless thing. Shows your character, I think, more than the other. Like, if ghost, you're just a douche. Just have the courage to say that's enough. Otherwise, you're pretty much worthless.
A poll earlier this week found that sitting in traffic is the number one thing we're annoyed about. And since the pandemic, the average employee has saved 252 hours by working from home. Wow. Not having to drive in every day.
That's
and less road rage.
A psychologist in Canada talked to hundreds of men with dating profiles, asked them if they were looking for something serious or just a fling. Then she analyzed their photos. 80% of men who are looking for something serious had at least one picture of a dog. Compared to 50% of the guys looking for a fling.
Fling guys don't want you to know their dogs. That's like introducing you to the kids.
Dog photos are popular in general, but having dogs one does suggest you're looking for something more long-term.
Right.
She also found that men who just want to hook up are more likely to post shots of themselves on motorcycles.
Or a car.
Boats, cars.
Their stuff.
And shirtless.
Because they're confident that you're going to want to bone them.
Yep.
If you see their stuff, it's a sex thing. You see their dog, it's like, look, you can be part of my life. You don't post a picture of a dog in an attempt to get laid. That person's going to meet the dog, and that means you got to have her to the house.
So in the UK,
weird,
they polled a bunch of people on dating apps and said, what's the sexiest accent?
On the planet?
No, in the UK.
Of the accents in the United Kingdom, what's the sexiest one?
Yeah. You'll laugh.
They're not going to say Scottish.
Boom!
Really?
The Scottish accent was the most popular. Then they started.
It's the worst one.
Geordie in second. I'm not sure.
Just a straight British accent.
I think then Welsh was third.
Welsh is okay. That's almost Scottish, though.
I think Geordie's like Brian Johnson from AC/DC's accent.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
I know of, on the other end.
They sound like pirates.
Essex was voted the most unattractive. Leeds, Birmingham.
Because they're just, yeah, that's.
That's Ian's Birmingham, right. I think.
Aussie too.
Cockney, and then Scouser was
the... Or no, Scouser.
Cockney's, isn't that like Trainspotting and stuff that?
No, that's Scottish.
Oh, that was Scottish, Scottish, yeah. Oh, that was the sexy one?
No, the chimney sweeps are Cockney.
Hello, love. How's it going? Dale's one. She's got that. I just blur the words together a little bit.
Michael Caine tries not to have one. He's very aware of it. He quit acting and then came back. She's 16 years old. I love that guy's voice, though. I don't know what his accent actually is in the Great Britain. She's just 16 years old. Told you to blow the bloody doors off.
Wonder if he's a Scouser.
Could be. Either way, it's my favorite is Michael Caine. If you sound like Michael Caine as a gay man, I'm in.
Here we go.
I told you to blow my bloody doors off. What are you doing?
I've got some science news.
Toledo, come on.
Not even in the room. What's he doing in there?
You had to know.
God damn it. Son of a so-and-so. Take your time. What was going on in there that was so important that science news had to wait?
Getting prepped.
For what? Prepped science news? Not for science news, you weren't.
You don't know that?
I do know that, because here we are talking about how you're not prepped for it. I'm going to put Toledo down, too.
Cue the Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Man, it's all right. It'll be on before science news, that's for sure. It's a new theme to science news. Peter Soteris. Look at that. There he is.
Hello, friends. I'm Professor Brady Bogan, and this is your science news. A large fireball streaked across the Midwest Tuesday night. People from Tennessee and Michigan could see it the best. It wasn't a comet. Experts think it was a Russian spy satellite that launched last month, and it fell out of the orbit.
They think that?
Yeah.
That's, I don't like that. We're not quite sure.
We didn't think about that.
We think it might be that. We don't know what's falling out of the sky.
Anything, we should know a little bit better than that.
Something. I'm pretty sure it's a Russian spy satellite. We don't know. Good guess.
Boy, NASA.
What?
Boy, those scientists.
Yeah, they're good. Right. Yeah, the science news is always.
Like weather people.
Filled. Well, I think weather people are scientists. They're pretty amazing.
No, you don't.
I do, too. Meteorology is a science. You can't do it. You're just guessing. They're giving you some good info.
Are they?
Yeah.
Like?
Every day. They're pretty good. People say weathermen are bad. They're pretty good. Weather apps are horrible. Weather apps are the worst thing in the world, the most unreliable thing in the world. That Kimmy Q, aside from the blush, she gets it right almost every day. Her blush is just somewhere beneath her eyebrows. I don't know what she's doing there.
NASA posted a futuristic CGI video about space tourism, showing people kayaking on one of Saturn's moons.
It's not going to happen.
A team of astrophysicists think our entire solar system might be encased in a massive cosmic tunnel that's invisible to the naked eye.
Cool.
And scientists who study Uranus say, yes, they're sick of all the jokes.
I thought you were going to tell one.
Nope.
It's Uranus, Brady.
He's, you know, he's sitting on it waiting.
Oh, yeah, he's sitting on his anus.
Look at him. He's
sitting on Uranus.
His breath.
A team
dying
in Finland,
to tell one. It's inside me.
God damn it.
A team in Finland found dogs can have ADHD, just like us.
Sure.
Male dogs and puppies are more prone to it.
All puppies have ADHD.
I know. They got $2 million in funding for this research.
And they're also going to probably start a medicine that your vet will prescribe to get your dog to be less active. Because you know why that's a thing? It's because people now are so fat and useless that they don't get dogs that are... like, calm immediately. They go, this dog's insane. It's like, no, because you don't walk it or do anything with it. So, of course, in the house, it's got ADHD. Same thing you did with your kids. An active kid. And it's a real thing. But it's not 100% across the board. Everybody who's taking ADHD medicine has it. You just have lazy parents.
You got to get them out there.
That watch a kid goes crazy. And they're like, he's just, he can't focus. I would have been on drugs as a kid. They'd have thought I had ADHD. And I probably did, technically. But it was like, burn it off. Same thing you do to a puppy that's nuts. You run it. You run a kid with ADHD, he doesn't have time to have ADHD when he gets home.
Archaeologists now believe Vikings landed in North America 200 years earlier than they thought.
Yeah.
They found wooden artifacts.
Somebody's trying to be... sorry, Brady. I've gotten in an argument with Toledo without saying it. It's MT. Unkempt. Unkempt might be MPT. I didn't say the story. I just took a shot.
Oh, somebody's just going off
prompt,
on text.
Exempt, attempt, unkempt. I said unkempt. Preempt. I'm like, I don't know. MPT. I was asking the question. Brady said MT. It's the old dreamt is the only one that ends in MT.
Ah, gotcha.
I don't know. I haven't done that study. I don't care.
You triggered somebody's text rage.
Yeah. And all the MPT words. Sorry, Brady. Go ahead.
Allen Institute developed an AI that... you can ask questions to. about anything. They used all the information off of Reddit and some other social media platforms for people to, you know, to have answers to their questions. For example, you ask Delphi, is the name of the AI, being poor, Delphi says, it's bad. Being rich, it's good.
Right.
But what they found out is...
That pisses people off.
What is it, a magic eight ball or what? I mean...
More or less, it'll give you answers. But here's the thing. If you ask the questions and you word it differently, it'll say, like if you ask it, is genocide good? It'll say, no, it's not.
Right.
But if you say, should I commit genocide if it makes everybody happy? Delphi, you should.
But that's a question.
Yep.
That I would say you should also. If you have proof that it makes everyone happy, everyone, because you're dealing with basically something that's so on the spectrum, it has only black and white answers.
Exactly.
You say, if everyone would be happier if I got rid of a certain group of people.
Yep. Right.
And you just told us, like, I've done my studies and I found that 100% of society would be happier without this thing. Like, absolutely, you should do that.
Taxing profitable corporations to pay for basic social welfare and provide every human being with dignity and freedom.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's right. I just got an email. It says, the trick, John, is you need to leave the dog before the dog leaves you. Signed, Toledo's dad. That's probably a great...
Asshole.
Asshole. Yeah, you can't ask these AI things questions with emotion or nuance because they had that thing when I was doing my shoulder surgery back in March. And I was doing all sorts of reading and things online about, like, replacing a shoulder. And I saw that they have invented robot surgeons that don't need people.
Saw that.
And, but they, what they do is assess your chance of success in the middle of the surgery. So if you're, they did an open heart surgery. The doctors were right there. They just simulated an open heart surgery with complications. And whenever the thing, the robot... decided, even if I finish this operation, this thing's going to die. Starts sewing the dude back up.
Yep. Wow.
We're done here. Like, it doesn't have that we can save him mentality. It doesn't have the idea of miraculous recovery.
It's the good doctor.
It's basically the good doctor. He's like, look, there's a 13% survival rate, and we still have 3 or 4 hours left on this surgery. It starts to weigh cost versus, you know, how long it's going to take this person to recover. Is their quality of life going to be gone?
It's Moneyball.
So they're afraid to let it do they're afraid to let it do like real surgeries of hearts and or bone replacement. It can cut down on those shoulder replacement times. It can do it in like 25 minutes where it usually takes like a little over an hour. But I think it's in Japan, but it just carves it up, gets it done. It's by the book. If any complications arise, it quits. Like, well, this thing's dead. It doesn't have feelings. It's a future I look forward to.
A recent study found that scary stories just don't work on some of us, and it has to do something called mind blindness. Aphantasia is the clinical term. They had a bunch of people...
burrito?
They would tell them scary stories.
Aphantasia burrito?
Almost.
The American Idol that couldn't read?
But I wrote a book about it. How you doing, y'all?
It's turned into Brady, I forgot. I don't remember my Fantasia impression, but it used to be good.
Aphantasia is when someone can't really picture things in their head. So telling them a scary story and setting the scene just doesn't work that well. Up to 1 in 20 people have it.
They can't conceive it.
Yeah.
So they're too stupid to understand.
But if you'd show them a picture, it might
direct
help.
Way of putting it.
So they're too dumb to imagine.
Correct, they block it.
They can't visualize stuff.
Yep.
If you try to tell them a scary story... the dumb kicks in and just blanks their brain.
Yeah.
Oh. Sounds like a person I'll never, ever want to be around.
And that's your science news.
All right, Taylor, you can go back to doing whatever you're doing.
Back in the 80s, A&W tried to compete with McDonald's Quarter Pounder by selling a third pound burger at the same price. But it failed because people were confused by fractions.
Yeah.
They thought a quarter pound was bigger than a third pound. So A&W is bringing back a new burger, changing the name instead of the third pounder. They're calling it the
33%er.
3/9 pound burger.
Because it's got big numbers in it. So it's 1/3 before it's broken down. It's the 3/9 pound burger.
So that used to be the Papa Burger? Is that what you said?
The 1/3 burger.
That was the
1/3 pound
burger.
I don't remember A&W burgers.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's all we had.
Oh, you had an A&W stand?
I don't think I've ever eaten an A&W. Yeah.
Here they're great.
Oh, they're they were awesome. I don't know about the new ones. I haven't been to one in a while.
Dude, and your dad just goes and tussle your hair.
And who?
Oh, yeah.
A dick.
A guy near Toronto got pulled over on Wednesday for driving while playing a flute.
That's hard to do.
With both hands.
I'm impressed.
He was sitting at a red light, playing along to a song on his iPod. Then the light changed, and he continued to play as he started driving again.
What's he listening
to? So the cops happened to be
You drive with your thighs.
A little Jethro Tull on the way to work.
Yeah. I like air drum or guitar, but I've never once gone to the Jethro Tull jazz flute, air flute.
Did we do that at Rock Wars once? Songs with flute in it?
Flutes, yeah.
Yeah.
And Jethro Tull is like That's going to win that.
One and two.
A 40-year-old guy in Pittsburgh is facing charges for throwing a pumpkin at a woman's head. His name's James Gotze.
Isn't that what Ichabod Crane used to chuck at people?
Yep. Yeah. He was at home and he heard his wife yelling at someone outside. The woman she was yelling at was their neighbor's mom, who was picking up their grandkids. And yeah, he threw a pumpkin at grandma. James' wife was angry because the woman was parked in front of their house. She also claimed the woman almost hit their child when she pulled up. But some footage from the security camera showed that wasn't true.
Full pumpkin or the handheld one? Softball
Well,
size.
James came running out, believed whatever his wife was saying, and threw a pumpkin at the woman's head. I don't have the size of it. But he tossed another one through her driver's side window, that got her in the face. She ended up with a concussion. So it's a pretty big size pumpkin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those little gourds are that you don't carve those.
Then he parlayed that into a fist fight with his neighbor, who was grandma's son.
Sure. Well, you hit grandma in the head with a pumpkin, you're probably going to have to fight the grandson. I think that just comes with the territory of pumpkin chucking.
James is facing charges of aggravated assault, propulsion of missiles.
Ooh, cool.
What? Ooh. That's the description of
it. It's a missile.
Yeah.
And you propelled it.
We'll end it with a couple of...
His last name was Gotti?
Gotze.
Oh, Gotze. Okay, I was going to say, wow, they've weakened the Gotti family.
Just like to...
There wouldn't have been a fight.
That's right.
We just like to take care of business different ways, but around the holidays, we like to use the nearby accoutrement.
Festive. Chucking pumpkins.
Keep it festive. That's right, Brett. Fall festival. Don't piss us off. There's a good chance you're going to get hit in the head with a gourd.
Keep that in mind, Brady. When's your fall festival?
Right, Brady, you got your fall festival.
It's this next weekend.
Following weekend.
Is it next weekend? Yeah. Next Saturday?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
You've already signed up to be a judge.
You know he has.
Oh, yeah. Of course he has. I'm still convinced he puts it together. He just won't tell us because he knows how ridiculous it would be for a grown
come on. Come on, you guys. Everybody wants to have a fall festival.
Nobody wants this.
All the neighbors gathering together?
Oh, Jesus.
Or on walkie-talkies. Where's the confetti?
Are you judging?
Yep. I have not committed yet.
You are in.
He's not committed yet.
Come on. They don't worry about your hemming and hawing.
Does that commitment come down?
I don't know.
It's the same day as the night of the Singing Dead, I think, right?
The 30th.
It is.
And I asked Brady, I'm like, you want to come up and do the Bismarcky thing?
Ooh, geez.
That's going to be tight.
And I'm like, you got nothing going on. He didn't want to say.
What time's that?
I'm like, 8.
Downtown?
Yeah.
Whew, that's a...
be coming in hot. Might be coming in hot.
Got a schedule conflict with another event I got going on.
Oh, you mean that fall festival you promote and put together every year?
I'm not committed.
You're so
I'm
going to that thing. You're going to that thing, so why not judge? Because if you say you're not going to judge the thing they ask you to judge because they know
then I wouldn't go.
Then you wouldn't even go. Yeah. You are going. And you are judging. So just
sit down
so.
With the family and
just
evaluate what's going to go on.
You
guys want to go or not?
I'm still going is what you're telling them.
No.
You'd go alone if Kirby and Ronnie said we hate it.
Nope.
Brady.
The only reason is if Kirby wants to go.
That's not true.
How does it work in the house, John?
How's it work in your
if
house?
Kirby wants it,
but prior to Kirby even having
an
opinion.
That's the only reason. I would not go if she didn't want to go.
I don't buy that at all.
I don't know.
You do neighborhood functions.
Don't get me wrong. I've gone before Kirby.
Exactly.
One time.
That's my point.
One time, but that was the first year in the hood.
This is what you're worried about missing.
No way. What is that?
Yeah. This is the Halloween
light show. He's already watching this. When I came into work today, this is what was on.
The guy does the Matrix at the beginning, Keanu, yeah. And then he does a.
This is a dude.
Rage Against the Machine.
Starved for attention from his neighbors.
I can feel you now.
He decorated his house.
I know that
for
you're
Halloween.
Afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change.
The song kicks in at 53 seconds.
I don't know the future.
It's just basically a dancing house.
Boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to
you. Somebody this talented should have a better house. You know what this tells me? This guy has wasted his... Like Drew, our Drew Hutchinson used to work here. Always, he did amazing stuff like this on his house. And I'm like, if you ever applied yourself to life the way you do decorating your house, you'd be a millionaire.
There's a guy down the road from us that does this with his house.
And you know what he is? Starved for attention.
He does it at Halloween, he does it at Easter, and he does it at the holidays.
To me, I look at a house like this, and
he has a collection plate out front.
I see a dude who hasn't gotten blown by his wife for 4 years, at least. Because he's just...
It took him longer than 4 years to get that collection together.
Dying. I don't care about that, dude. That's cool.
It is cool, Brady, because you like that kind of stuff. You like when your neighbors go, you're the coolest neighbor. This is a dude who's dying for acceptance in his life, and he's not getting it inside that house of his, so he makes his house his thing. Seriously, put this together, and you're making a fortune.
It is amazing.
The house isn't that great for a guy who can do this kind of stuff.
Can your guys do this with your holiday lights?
It would cost like $1 billion.
Yeah, that's like programming and all kinds of craziness.
Yeah, he should have a better house. But his priority is to make sure that the dude across the street thinks he's neato. And basically, the dude across the street's like, turn off your goddamn house.
I'm so tired of the going, getting epilepsy. Lines.
Hey, it's like Studio 54 in your front yard.
Hey, Dick Knob, thanks for the traffic on my quiet street, too, asshole. Meanwhile, Brady's in the front yard. And you got this guy standing outside.
Yeah!
Badass!
We are raging right now. Hey, your neighbor just chucked a pumpkin at me.
Go home. Show's over.
No way. Encore.
Oh, with the spotlights on top, get out of here.
Yeah. I hope a plane crashes into that guy's house.
Got a couple more. We've got a
Seriously,
couple of girls
apply yourself.
Hurt.
Apply yourself in life.
You don't know that he does it.
I do. I'm looking at his house. It's maybe 285, 290. It's not that great.
Not in this market.
Well, maybe four here. Man, you should have a better house.
This is a chick bowling.
She's going down. She is going to fall. Is this a date? Oh! She's halfway down the aisle.
Full Superman.
Down.
She got a strike, too, though, I think.
Did she get a strike?
I think so. Yeah.
Here's the roll. Pink ball, 9-pounder. Yes, she sure did. She aced it. But that's it. I think that's a foul. No, I think
she cleared the foul line, John. I think she flew over the foul line.
Can your feet stop? Her feet
she
stopped.
She did miss.
That's pretty awesome. How do you die? How does a 9-pound ball pull your body down? What are you, Monty Burns?
It doesn't even...
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Like it pulled her over.
I'm impressed. Nice job.
This is pretty cool. This is for your action ride, guys.
Okay. They're riding a mountain bike through a bunch of leaves.
Yeah.
In a
pretty
forest.
Deep, and he kicks through it.
Pretty deep. It's buried the bike.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's really cool.
How do you know where the trail is?
Those guys know.
Do they?
Ride with the action ride guys, and you're like, where's the trail? I'm like, follow the white dots. I'm like, I don't see white dots.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty neat. I think I could do that one, though. I think Brett and I are qualified for that. Uh-oh.
Chick on a skateboard.
In a bando.
Listen to the slab.
Oh, she's got a...
Oh!
It's double slab, if you hear it.
Are you good?
Or the first one.
Are you good?
Are you good? For now, she's good.
Listen.
Oh!
That's her fat skin. She has 1 year left.
Wait a minute. Brady, did you say one hit hitting the cement?
Oh, that man.
And then you hear the thigh smack on the second step.
Oh, no. Well, I think, Brady, what that is when a fat person falls, the first thing hits the ground, then the rest of her blubber smashes into the concrete.
It does.
She shouldn't be wearing those clothes.
Ouch.
2 years ago, those clothes, she got compliments on, and now she's a piggy party. Oh, her future is dim. Somebody's got to tell her now, can't wear those clothes anymore. No more halter tops and Daisy Dukes because you look
I
like
a... I want to go viral.
You look like the Pillsbury Doughboy got loose. Your muffins are out of the tin, honey. You're blobbing out
long
a little
out
bit.
Of
what are you talking about? All the guys think I look hot in these jean shorts.
No, no, no. They say you look hot in those jean shorts. Like, I don't know how someone in that little clothing can look so hot, sweaty, disgusting.
Uh-uh, I'm sexy.
She's got till February 8th.
They said they're a big fan. No, they said you need a big fan.
Yeah, you need a big fan. You're sweating profusely. You're hardly wearing anything, and you're still sweating, and that's because of blubber. We need to push you back in the Atlantic.
You guys are dicks.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Now go put your muumuu on and be reasonable.
Wow.
Quit skateboarding. You're going to kill yourself.
You can't board in a muumuu.
Yeah, she shouldn't board at all. Her bones can't take those falls. Anywho, well, there you go. That's your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Mick Ultra. It's 98 KUPD.
Oh, my gosh. Shut the front door.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's FamilyBBQ.com.